From the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for a bit for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We've got a great lineup tonight. We actually have four different acts tonight. We gave you a bonus tonight because you're such a great audience, and you are probably one of the best looking audiences I've ever seen on radio. Give yourself a big applause. We're gonna start now with a friend who's been on this show many, many times. He has a long history with Radio Live, and it's always been a pleasure to work with Mark Russell. He is, among other things, a violinist, a composer, a teacher. He began studying his music at the Victorian College of the Arts in Melbourne, Austria, a few years ago. In his late teens, he became interested in jazz, blues, and traditional music from Ireland and Australia. He joined the Sundowners in 1983 and toured extensively around the world, began to weaving all kinds of international musical influences into his music. In 1991, he left the Sundowners, he moved to Paris, and continued to explore some of his music as well.
Is this me you're talking about?
This is you. This is you. Do you remember? You probably don't remember those.
I don't remember a lot of this.
Yes. In 1994, thank goodness, he moved to the United States. And it wasn't long after that that we met up. He formed the groups Paris Match and Ekio since he's been here. Recorded CDs with both of them. And actually, his Paris Match CD was recorded right here in Pensacola by us and was one of the first releases on our own Hound's Choice label. So we were really proud of that and glad we could do that for him. Since that time, he has been a frequent guest on this show, and even Paris Match for a while was the house band for Radio Live.
That's right.
Back when we could afford a house band. But those were the good old days.
I was just thinking, I've performed here with, I think, three different pianists, a jazz harp player, I've performed solo.
Didgeridoo.
And I was going to leave that for last. But yes, didgeridoo. And African drums.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I've done a little bit of everything. Now I've just got all the band in my boxes down
your virtual band. Please join me in welcoming Mark Russell.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that was a little piece of mine. I'm incredibly uncreative when it comes to naming things. So that piece is called Five. I have another one. It's called Seven. You see what I mean? Well, I can see, and I've seen many, many times at Radio Live concerts. I think this, I don't know how many I've done. It must be getting close to 20. But you're always, always a very good-looking crowd. It's always nice to see a few naked people come. That's, I've always remarked on that. I've always mostly enjoyed that. But I know that you're, you know, NPR, PBS, you're a very, very erudite crowd, very upper crust, dare I say. So I've noticed that some of you actually eat with utensils and drink out of glass and such. So I thought I'd, just to sort of change things up, I thought I'd bring something sort of highbrow to the proceedings tonight. So what I'd like to do is, I'd like you to imagine that rather than having been born in Bonn, Germany, in 1770, that Ludwig van Beethoven was born in 1970 in Niceville. So this is my interpretation of what might have come to pass had Beethoven been born in 1970 in Niceville. So when I perform in Tallahassee, I say Quincy. So that's how it works. Okay, Beethoven, here we go. My apologies, Ludwig. Thank you. Anybody heard of Van Halen? So much. Here's a little fun. When I grew up as a musician, I was very young. I wanted to be, you know, like an electric guitar player, you know, that sort of thing. I started playing in bands and I realized that it was actually the bass player that always went home with the prettiest girl. So hear me, ladies.
Time's on your side.
For those of you listening at home, Mark is now dancing through the audience to the sounds of the virtual Mark Russell Big Band.
Time's on your side, time's on your side, can you hear it? Time's on your side, time's on your side, time's on your side, can you hear it?
Mark Russell. Mark will be back with us later in the program, several times as a matter of fact. And the program is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services, including the practice areas of commercial and general litigation, business and real estate transactions, tax and estate planning, oil spill claims, and land use and environmental law. From their offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, on the web at cphlaw.com. Additional support comes in the form of accommodations for Radio Live artists, provided by our friends at the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. Joining me now is a lady who's also been on Radio Live many times over the years in many manifestations. Sally Barris is an A-list Nashville songwriter whose songs have been covered by artists like Kathy Mattea, Martina McBride, and Leanne Womack. Her song Let the Wind Chase You, recorded by Trisha Yearwood and Keith Urban, received a Grammy nomination for vocal collaboration in 2009. When she's not touring solo, she's known as Sister Waymore, as a part of the power trio, the Waymores, with Tom Kimmel and Don Henry. And she's made multiple appearances on this show with that group as well. The past couple of years, she's performed on Mountain Stage at the New Bedford Summerfest and the Kerrville Folk Festival. She's currently touring with her new CD, Wilder Girl. And as I've said on this program many times, one of the best things about Radio Live is we have the singer-songwriters who also happen to be incredible performers performing their own compositions, and it doesn't get any better than that. Please join me in welcoming Sally Barris.
Though I'm not the man to take command. Fantastic to be back here at Radio Live, and I'm so glad that Radio Live is back. I'm from the bluegrass state of Minnesota, the land of 10,000 bluegrass bands, and which has nothing to do with this next song. This song is on my new CD, Wilder Girl, and it's about a girl who's having a hard time in the romance department. It's not about me. Just stories I've heard. Another Saturday night, he's out with the boys and he's drunk again. I swear to God, he ain't had a job since I don't know when. Mama was right, he's the wrong kind of guy for a girl like me. So I'm packing it up and I'm heading back to Tennessee. Here's another tire that just went flat. Oh, add another word to the list of words I can't take back. And here's another hurt that I've lived through. I'll put another man on the list of men that just won't do. Now that Illinois boy with the money and the toys was just a jerk. Came home one day, caught him rolling in the hay with a girl from work. He got down on his knees, begging, baby, please don't you say goodbye. Oh, I wished I'd shot that son of a gun right between the eyes. Oh, another one down, oh, another ache. Put another heart on the list of hearts it had to break. Here's another ghost from another bad dream. Rode in like John Wayne, left as fast as Steve McQueen. Another missing prince, oh, another lost shoe. Put another man on the list of men that just won't do. Every time I think he won't leave me blue, I put another man on the list of men just won't do. Thank you. Well, I moved to Nashville like many songwriters, just wanting to be where the music was happening and learn how to do this thing called songwriting. And shortly after I moved there, I woke up in the middle of the night at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and this song was in my head, the melody was there, the lyrics were there, and I just got up and I wrote it down, and I went, wow, that's how you write songs. You let someone else do it. So I've been singing this a long time, and I recorded it on my new CD. It's just my Be Still and Know That I Am God song. You're moving and shaking, fixing and breaking, even when I can't see. And you're listening and healing, molding and freeing someone like me. I was running in circles, jumping the hurdles, not trusting your will. But I feel your love all around me now that I'm standing still. And you're breathing and filling, renewing and building my broken spirit. And you talk to me, shout at me, speak right out loud to me, even when I don't hear it. I was so busy searching and painfully hurting for a dream I could not feel. But I see how you'll bring it to me now that I'm standing still. And I hear your voice again, my old familiar friend, telling me where the struggle ends and where love begins, where real love begins. Shaking, fixing and breaking, even when I can't see. And you're listening and healing, molding and freeing someone like me. I was running in circles, jumping the hurdles, not trusting your will. But I feel your love all around me now that I'm standing still. Yes, I feel your love all around me now that I'm standing still. Yes, I feel your love all around me now that I'm standing still. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Sally Barris, and she will be back with us in the second half of the program as well. Next gentleman coming out here right now is someone else who's been on Radio Live many times. You know, Scott Cosu is hard to categorize. I mean that in a good way. A man without definition, maybe? No, that doesn't sound very right. He's told me many times about his musical lineage, but I was looking at his website the other day, and on his website, they refer to him as one of the grandfathers of the New Age scene. Now, as a contemporary of Scott's, I take objection to that word, grandfather. I think pioneer sounds better, a pioneer of the New Age scene. He, of course, was one of the first artists signed to the Windham Hill label. Back in the day, those of you who remember Windham Hill when it was still a label, Billboard magazine about that time labeled him as a jazz luminary of the future. He has experienced and experimented in all sorts of musical styles. He studied ethnomusicology, traveled all over the world, and he's taken all that musical influence and blended it into a sound that's truly his own. Last time I had him on the show, he told me that he described his music as heavy mental. But now, once again, looking at the website, I see that now he refers to it as Cosmic National Geographic. I like that too. He was filling me with stories on the way from the airport this afternoon. He's been collaborating with a who's who of artists just in this past year and for many, many years. Unbelievable. He is such a musical collaborator. He's also worked, he's played with symphonies, he's worked on film scores, television programs, PBS, you name it, Scott Cassou has been involved, and we're so excited to have him back on Radio Live, one of our favorites. Welcome, Mr. Scott Cassou.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I always say Mark is my panhandle band. The tune we began the concert with is a tune called Wolfhaven, which is from the When Spirits Fly recording. And then the second one takes its inspiration from my love of Barrel House and Boogie Woogie. It's called Market Boogaloo, and that's from the Tides Between Us recording. We're going to finish up our first half of the program with a tune which is from a new recording called Jazz, Boogie, and Deja Blues. It's called Booga Brother. And it's really funny because many of you probably remember when Windham Hill Records first started, you couldn't buy the recordings in record stores. You could only get them in those shops that sold massage books and incense and tarot cards. And I was labeled as a vegetarian before I walked on the stage. And as a proud New Age artist, but you know, and I got a lot of very good massages out of this deal, so I'm not. But anyway, so I decided to document some of the rhythm and blues stuff. So this one, I got an interesting review on this. A gentleman wrote it. He said, Scott Cassu has been confusing us with his styles for years, and now he's done it again. Here's one that could fit into the Southern Baptist Church. It's called Boog It Brother. Thank you.
Scott Cosu and Mark Russell. And they're both going to be back with us in just a bit. This is Radio Live, coming to you live this evening from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida in downtown Pensacola. We are broadcast live on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. And support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services, including the practice areas of commercial and general litigation, business and real estate transactions, tax and estate planning, oil spill claims, and land use and environmental law. All from their offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, on the web at cphlaw.com. Also, thanks to the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulffront for providing accommodations for our Radio Live artists as well. You know, I think Pensacola's got a pretty good music scene these days, but there is a great music scene over on the east coast of Florida as well, just a little bit further south than we are, but not much, a couple of degrees maybe, over in St. Augustine. You know St. Augustine, that's the city that claims they're the oldest in Florida, but they're not. Just because a little hurricane blew us away for a few years, that's no reason to take it away from us, but that's okay. They can claim that if they want to. But I think they're splitting hairs when they talk about the oldest continual city. But I won't hold that against these folks. But they have an amazing music scene over there. And Lon and Liz Williamson are a big part of that, have been for many years. They've been making beautiful music together for more than 35 years. They are certainly well known in the Sunshine State and in the whole Southeast, for that matter, because of their musical talents. They have been on Radio Live actually a few times before, actually, over the years with the band Valla Turner Williamson, of which they were the core of that group. They do a lot of things now as a duo, which is great. We love having them in that manifestation. But they're also still involved in other groups as well, including the Gatorbone Trio, the Gatorbone Band, and the Driftwoods. Now, when they're not on the road touring, they have their own little production facility going down there, and they have been producing a lot of artists around the state and in the Southeast, people like Mr. Grant Peoples, who was on the show a couple months ago, a lot of good folks that they've been working with. So they are taking their talents and helping to launch other people as well. Please join me in welcoming to Radio Live, once again, Lon and Liz Williams.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat, and thanks to all of you. And Lon and I are also thrilled about Radio Live's resurrection. Such a wonderful feeling to get that call. Congratulations. We'd like to start with a song that kind of tells a little bit about our lives over in the Sand Hill region of Florida. And we live kind of in the absolute middle of some of what's the last of the middle of nowhere in our fair land. And this is a song I was inspired to write because we do live so far out in the woods, suggesting to Lon that perhaps we could go on a date sometime. This is called Let's Go Paint the Town. One, two, three, four.
Oh, baby, I know it's late, but how's about a little day? Darling, let's go paint the town. I think we need some lights, some music, and some sights. I think we've been down on the farm too long. And you know how I love a dry martini with an olive or a lemon twist. Who knows, you might even take me dancing before we head back to the sticks. I could dress in red, pray ginger and Fred will guide our steps as we spin round and round. Darling, let's go paint the town. we've stepped out in style, and won't it make you smile to greet the dawn? Darling, hear my dream, come on and go with me. Let's be wild and crazy just this once. You know how I love a dry martini with an olive or a lemon twist. Well, who knows, you might even take me dancing before we head back to the stairs. I know it's a crazy dream. Let's go make a scene. Get out the tux and I'll put on my gown. Darling, let's go paint.
Thank you all so much. This is so exciting. I remember the first time we were here at Radio Live, for some reason I didn't realize there was a live audience. And I was like, what? Anyways, it's delightful to be back. And we'd like to do another little story song. This is a song I was inspired to write after my mother passed away. Kind of a little tune about the changes going through the loss of someone so significant in your life and kind of carrying on. And this is called Bluebird. There's a bluebird in my heart. She's been with me quite a spell. Ever since the day you said goodbye. To the beating of her wings, my heart measures time. And only when she sings do I find a smile. And when she flies, my heart takes wing. When she cries, a tear to me she brings. To those ties I have learned to cling. I just can't let her fly away from me. Bluebird only sings of love gone by. Like a sunbeam in a cell, of her song just one can tell. Rings clear as a bell in a bluebird sky. And when she flies, my heart takes wing. When she cries, a tear to me she brings. To those how can I let her fly away from me? I don't want to let her go. She's the only one I know who sees beyond what I let show and truly knows me. Days are gone, and I'm flying out there on my own. Can I catch the wind and carry on for those behind me? My bluebird only sings the song inside my heart. The only ones that know the tune. When she wants to be free, will I find within me that
so we may part. 'Cause when she flies, my heart takes wing. When she cries, a tear to me she brings. To those ties, I have learned to cling. Sky-colored wings teach me to fly. Free in the blue.
Thank you all very much. I'd like to introduce my husband, Lon Williamson. As Pat mentioned, we've been playing music together for almost 40 years, and that has been the greatest blessing of our lives. And he's not only a bass player, he's a very talented singer-songwriter. He's a mandolin builder, he's a recording engineer, an A1 gardener, and when I can get him to cook, he can really cook too. So we'd like to close this part of our show with a little traditional country blues number that we have loved singing together for quite a long time. We hope you all will enjoy. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Trouble in mind. I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm going down to the river, I'm gonna take me a rocking chair, and if the blues don't leave me, I'm gonna rock on away from here. When a woman takes the blues, she might hang her head and cry. When a man takes the blues, he might hang a freight train and ride. Trouble, trouble ain't nothing but the blues. Trouble, trouble ain't nothing but the blues. Worries are so doggone hard to lose. Sorrow always seems to follow me. Sorrow, worry strong as they can be. Tomorrow, another lonesome day I see. Longing, longing for the days gone by. Yearning, yearning, and I wonder why. Longing always seems to make me want to cry. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
Thank you all so much.
Lon and Liz Williamson, and they will be back as well.